This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to the Alex Kennedy Podcast, which is brought to you by BasketballNews.com. This is episode number 37, and today we have a very special guest. He's a legendary rapper, he's a fantastic actor, and he's the founder of the Big Three. My guest is Ice Cube. Cube, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. How you doing?
All good, man. You know, getting ready for season 5, which is right around the corner, you know, June 18th. So, you know, we're getting cocked and loaded.
How excited are you for the Big Three to be back? And what are some things fans can look forward to this season?
You know, I'm real energized about it. You know, it's always good to finally get a chance to see, you know, guys go at it. And you know, we do all this behind the scenes stuff. It's a lot of moving parts. So to see them all come together, you know, I'm ready to see Gerald Green play. I'm ready to see how Michael Beasley does in the Big Three. You know, I'm pretty sure Swaggy P, you know, he didn't like how his first season went. You know, so I'm pretty sure he's ready to come back and you know, make something out of that. So, you know, it's just exciting times. Leandro Barbosa got his own team now. See how the Ball Hogs do. And a lot of new leadership in different areas. You know, Gary Payton is now a coach for the Bivouac. And, you know, he traded places with Reggie Theus, who's now a coach of the Three-Headed Monsters. So a lot of moving parts this year.
5 years ago, we spoke at the Big Three's first media day in New York. Over the last 5 years, how far has the league come? And what are your thoughts on its growth during that time?
You know, I think the league has, you know, come far, you know, as far as just, you know, hearing people talk about the league, hearing how people talk about the league, hearing how the basketball universe accepts the league, you know, when it comes to players, you know, looking at it as a viable place to play. Seeing, you know, interest from players, you know, internationally. You know, I talked about Leandro Barbosa, but Dusan Balut is he got his own team now with the Aliens. He's bringing some guys over who were very successful in the FIBA league. So, you know, now we're starting to get a lot of international interest as far as players. We always had it when it comes to fans. You know, when we first started, we were shown in about 45 countries. So, you know, it's pretty cool to see the league grow. We did have to go through COVID. You know, COVID did hurt us not having a 2020 season. We had a lot of momentum going into that fourth year. So that did hurt trying to, you know, retool everything up for last year. And, you know, that went great. You know, I couldn't ask for a better season. And now here we go, season 5, right around the corner.
Steph Curry's record-breaking three-pointer, Jason Tatum's buzzer-beating alley-oop, Ja Morant's poster dunk, NBA Top Shot is where the greatest moments from NBA history are turned into officially licensed digital collectibles. NBA Top Shot has evolved trading cards and made it easier to buy, sell, and collect by removing the hassle of grading, shoeboxes, and shipping fees. You can buy or sell moments in a few clicks and access them at any time on your phone or computer. Your collection is always at your fingertips. Start collecting Top Shot moments in any way you want. Collect rookie moments from future stars like Evan Mobley and Cade Cunningham. Collect throwback moments from former NBA stars like Shaq and Allen Iverson. Or collect moments from your favorite team to gain access to exclusive perks. Grab your starter pack today, and Top Shot will give you $20 back to start your collection and pick up some of your favorite moments in the marketplace. Go to about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews and get in the game today. That's about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews. I was going to ask you, what were the biggest challenges in launching the Big Three and then getting it to this point? I'm sure COVID is up there. Before we started recording, you joked that you guys just had the longest offseason in sports. I like that approach, looking at it that way. What were some of the biggest challenges that you guys faced throughout the last 5 years?
Really just making sure people accepted the league as professional level. Leagues come and go. A lot of people have different types of leagues, but we envision this as the cream of the crop when it comes to 3-on-3. There's no better league in the world. So we wanted to make sure we got that respect. And, that's one of the hardest things, in sports, everybody is like, show me. So you have to weather the storm of showing people that this is something that fans will be interested in. If you look at our numbers, we do better numbers than MLS. We do better numbers than MLS as far as viewing, viewers, and we do better ratings than NHL as far as viewers. So, we prove that people want to see this sport, especially in the summer when there's not much going on, especially if you're a Hoops fan. So, at the end of the day, it's just been, that's been the most challenging thing. And, just dealing with all the word of the day is moving parts, dealing with, the behind the scenes stuff that people don't see. People don't need to worry about that stuff. People just worry about, what we show on Saturdays and Sundays this summer.
One thing you guys recently announced, which I'm a big fan of, was the Forever Experience Action Tokens, or FEAT, which are NFTs that give anyone a chance to own part of a Big Three team through blockchain technology. If you buy a certain tier of these tokens, you have calls with the players, the refs, Commissioner Clyde Drexler, yourself. I think this is such a cool idea, and it's the first sports league to do this. And I think that's when I think of the Big Three, I think you guys have been so innovative and had just a lot of great ideas that have kind of rubbed off in other leagues. And the innovation is what really has blown me away. But how did this idea come about?
Our motto is changing the game. And, we don't want to just change the game for the sake of it. We want to change it for the better, so we have a history, even though we have a short history, of doing things that other leagues haven't done and other leagues copy. And so we're proud of that. That doesn't, fuel our fire, though. We just want to do what's smart. And, by having a league that's not set up around cities, we saw that, people are into players and you shouldn't be stuck with a team because you live in a certain city. So a lot of people thought we was crazy, but now that's coming into play because, with this blockchain technology, being surrounded with great communities now, far as VFriends, Crowds House, D-Gods, Doja, these are great communities already, and having them connected to our teams is going to give us a lot of access to talent and access to promotion. We want people enthusiastic about the league, pushing the league. So what we did was, thought about how can we be innovative? How can we go, from Web 2 to Web 3? How can we give people real utilities? So we thought about the NFT, And it's the perfect technology for what we're trying to do. The reason we want people to reimagine it as a feat, forever experience action token. We want people to understand that when you get this, you can keep it forever. And there's experiences and there's actions, you know, merch, all these things that come with being a owner, being enthusiastic about a team or league. And you know, we go above and beyond that, you know, after parties and access practice, access to players, access to coaches, even the refs, you know. So I think, you know, anybody who ever wanted to own a sports team but saw that it was out of their league, they couldn't do it in the NBA, they couldn't do it in the NFL, they can definitely do it in the Big Three. You know, this is a moment in time. You know, when those NFTs are gone, we're never doing this again. So this is something that, you know, if I wasn't a part of this, I would jump at it because, for one, it's ownership. The value of the league go up. From, you know, definitely the NFT will go up and pass it down generation to generation. Just a great thing to have a chance at this point in time.
Yeah, and the NFT projects that I'm the biggest fans of, you know, usually it has those real life perks like you're talking about. And if you're a fan of a Big Three team, the chance to talk to the players and the coaches and, you know, communicate with the refs about blown calls, like, I think that's so cool. So it's a very cool idea. Snoop Dogg recently bought some of these tokens and became a minority owner of a team. That had to be exciting for you, getting him involved with the league.
Without a doubt, you know, Snoop is one of the biggest entertainers in the world. And, you know, everybody want to be around Snoop and what he's doing. And for him to have interest in the Big Three. But he's always been down from day one with the league. We actually shoot a show called All About the Big Three at his compound out here in Inglewood. So, you know, he's always been a supporter. You know, he's always done things to help the league, to promote the league. He's come down, he's performed, you know, he's just done it all. And so to have him now an owner, to have him really invested in the Bivouac, which now have, you know, they got Gerald Green, they got Corey Brewer, you know, they got some players this year. Will Bynum, who's a Chicago native. You know, I think, you know, they got a chance to really go far and, you know, hopefully make it to the playoffs, and you never know.
Recently, Mount Westmore, which is the super group with you, Snoop, E40, Too Short, you guys released an album that was exclusively available through NFT as well. So you're really doing a lot on the blockchain. What went into that decision and why did you guys decide to release it that way?
You know, Gala Games, you know, have been, you know, working as far as getting involved with music. They did a lot with Snoop with his Death Row project. And look, you know, it was a great opportunity to you know, go after fans who want more than just a record, but want experiences with that and want access. You know, the record will eventually make it, you know, to the general public. But, you know, we wanted to give, you know, people who wanted to go above and beyond just buying a record, we wanted to give them the first crack at it. So Gala Games, Gala Music is where we at. If you want to, you know, not only experience Mount Westmore, but also, you know, get a little closer to the group. We're going to be dropping things into those NFTs periodically, cool stuff that the general public just might not get.
Mount Westmore is the best name, by the way. I just throw that out there. And I have to ask you, who's on your NBA Mount Rushmore?
Oh, man, I got to put Magic Johnson up there. Michael Jordan. You know, I have to put, you know, Will Chamberlain. And, you know, I don't know. I guess I put Kobe Bryant up there.
That's a great list.
That's, yeah, you know, to me, those are just talents that nobody can match.
So we mentioned, you know, you and the Big Three known for being innovative. And this NFT idea is a perfect example of that. Are there any other innovative ideas that you guys are discussing that you hope to implement down the road?
Oh yeah, you know, we're always looking to connect the dots. You know, we always knew sports and music go together like, you know, peanut butter and jelly. And so, you know, we're always looking for other things that go with this, you know, like, you know, the blockchain, the NFT technology is perfect for our league, a perfect fit. Of course, we're going to be looking to do more with content. And we're going to be looking to these communities to create content and other opportunities for the team, for the league. We're always, you know, looking for what we can do to make it better. Like I said, we don't want to just change the game just to change it. We want to change it for the better. You know, everything that we've done up until this point has worked, you know, and if it hasn't, we've been able to pivot very fast and fix it. So, you know, we plan to make sure these communities, these team owners, very active and help to blow up the league. So everything else, you know what I mean, top secret, you know what I mean? I'd have to do something to you if I tell you.
Let's not do that then. The NBA draft is rapidly approaching and you've got the chance to experience it like never before with NBA Experiences. Get access to premium in-arena hospitality at the Barclays Center, get a draft stage photo op, and meet AJ Griffin, Keegan Murray, Dominique Wilkins, and Ron Harper with an official NBA Experiences ticket package. Go to nbaexperiences.com/bballnews for more information and get 5% off your draft package by using the code BASKETBALLNEWS at online checkout. That's the code BASKETBALLNEWS at online checkout for 5% off. When it comes time to sign new players, do you guys have a list of possible targets that you guys just keep updating? Walk me through your talent evaluation process and how you recruit and sign players.
I think it has a lot of different elements to it. You know, we've been here for, you know, 6 years now. And so players that know about the league, that want to play in the league, they find us. Of course, we have a list of players that we contact, you know, during the off season to see, you know, if they're interested. You know, there's retired players that we are looking at, guys who, you know, thinking about. When I say retired, that's maybe the wrong language. You know, guys that are maybe done with the NBA might be thinking about going overseas. Or figuring out where they want to play. So, you know, we got all those guys on our radar. And we got some of the biggest names in the game to make contacts with some of these players, you know, from our commissioner, Clyde Drexler, to our, you know, head of basketball operations, Thomas Scott. And, you know, we got other players that's in the league, former players, you know, guys like Mike Bibby, who will reach out to players and see if they're interested. So what's great about the league is people treat it like a family. We're still the underdogs. And, you know, they want to help the league grow. They want to help the league, you know, blow up and continue to be here for years and years to come. So we get help from all different levels. And me, I'm one of the best recruiters in the country, you know what I'm saying, without a doubt. You know what I mean? I can get guys on the phone and close the deal most of the time because they see that I love the game. And this is a, you know, this is, I'm doing this because I'm a fan. I want to see guys go at it, and I want to see them go at it with the 3-on-3 format. So we got a few different ways to do it.
I know for a while, like your white whale, the player that you kind of dreamed of signing was Kobe Bryant. Actually, he was on this podcast and I had asked him about, you know, playing the Big Three potentially and the communication that you guys had had. Do you have a dream signing now that you would just love to see in the Big Three someday? Like, who is your white whale? If you could sign anyone, who would it be?
Are you crazy? come on now. I mean, from LeBron to, you know, it's like a thousand of them out there, man. You know, Damian Lillard, you know, man, I mean, it's a lot of amazing players that, you know, if they still want to ball, you know, what I noticed and what I realized is either you want to or you don't. You know, either you still have that chip on your shoulder to go after people, you know, at this level, you know, because it is jumping back into professional sports. So we tend to get guys who feel like they didn't get their shot. Guys, you know, we went after people like Vince Carter and things like, you know, Vince Carter to, you know, Grant Hill back in the day when we first started, you know, guys like they let you know when they, you know, I'm done with this. You know what I mean? I put it all on the line and I've given my, you know, time and effort, my body and everything, and I'm done. So when you retire, you know, we don't want you in the big three. You know what I mean? We invite you to a game, may want you to be, you know, a coach, analyst, something like that, be a part of it. But we actually want the athletes that still got the chip on their shoulder, something to prove, who want to, you know, kick ass on the court and take names. And like, that's who we want. So guys with that competitive spirit usually find us.
For sure, yeah. And to your point, I think the guys that have had the most success are the ones who still want to be playing in the, you know, they're not done playing. They're basically like, you know, I wanted a shot elsewhere, it didn't work out. Like, let me show what I can do. Versus, yeah, the guys who have kind of already ramped down and got out of shape and things like that. I'm curious, what was your reaction when 3-on-3 basketball was added as an Olympic sport a few years ago? I mean, that is kind of, it has to be great for the league, right?
You know, when it first happened, it was great for what we were doing. You know, we announced our league in January of 2017. I think, you know, a few months later, they announced that, you know, it was going to be in the Olympics. So we felt it was great timing for us for what we're doing. But when you take a step back, you know, what they're doing is an amateur version of the sport. You know, what we're doing is the pro version of the sport. So, you know, although it's cool, you know, at the end of the day, what we're doing is totally different than what they're doing. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, how you got the NBA and then you have the Olympic Games. That's how we look at it. You know, we're the pro version of the sport and the biggest league in the world. So we're fine with that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you've had such an incredible career with success in music, movies, now sports. Which path has been the most fulfilling for you?
You know, all of them have their great moments. All of them have, you know, the feeling of accomplishment. I don't think nothing can compare to stepping on a stage and getting on the mic and, you know, having 25,000 people screaming and singing your songs and, you know, really rolling with you for, you know, 75 minutes. You know, with Mount Westmore, we do 2.5 hours. So it's great to be out there, and I don't think nothing can really match that. Being at a premiere of a movie and when it finished and the people, you know, love it, accept it, get a chance to see your final work, you know, that's a rush. But coming to these games and you know, not only being a fan of the big three, but also, you know, kind of knowing what's going on behind the scenes. Not kind of knowing, definitely knowing what's going on behind the scenes. It's nothing that can match that either. You know, not, you know, it's kind of like I'm setting a table and watching other people eat. And I think, you know, I've never done a big family dinner. I've never cooked a big family dinner, but I can imagine how that feels to see people enjoying what you set up. So with the big three, that's how I feel. You know, I feel like I'm setting the table and I'm letting everybody enjoy what we set up.
Is there any other industry or lane that you hope to get involved with down the road? I mean, again, you've had so much success. It feels like you can kind of pick whatever you want to do at this point, and it seems like it typically works out. Is there any other industry that you'd like to enter or a lane that you're hoping to go down someday?
I mean, of course, you know, I got my eyes on things. You know, I don't like to make everything public because, sure, you know, sometimes when you say your ideas out loud, you know, other people in the universe can kind of snatch them. I'm a get in where I fit in kind of dude. So, you know, I always see where I can, you know, make something better, enhance it, or I have an idea or there's a void in what's being done and I can fill the void with what I'm doing. You know, like I did with sports, you know, there was a void in the market when it comes to real competition in the summer, you know, besides Major League Baseball and golf and, you know, the other few sports. Hoops fans didn't really have nothing in the summer to lock on to for those 3 months. And so we filled that void with something great. And so, you know, that's what I do. I kind of see what's not there and put it in.
Thanks to Yerba for sponsoring this episode. Yerba energy drinks are naturally caffeinated and made with recognizable plant-based ingredients. There's no sugar, calories, or sucralose, so you can feel great about what you're drinking. Get the energy you need without the jitters or crash. Try 12 drinks for free at basketballnews.com/energy. That's 12 drinks for free at basketballnews.com/energy. I have to ask, I know you're a big football fan, big Raiders fan. Is there any thought or any interest on your end in doing something potentially in the football space? Because we see in football all the time, there's players that, you know, can still play at a high level and there's no even overseas option for them. There's no plan B really if you're out of the NFL. Is there, I mean, I know you're busy with the big three, but is there any football league coming?
No. I think that's covered. You know, the USFL is out there. The XFL is coming back, you know, with The Rock leading that league. The NFL is, you know, the you know, 800-pound gorilla of sports. So, you know, I think football is covered. I got my hands full with the big three. You know, we plan to expand in the future. We got, you know, big dreams when it comes to the league. And, you know, creating a, what we call a big cup, like the World Cup, 3-on-3. So we got our work cut out for us, you know.
Yeah. Not trying to add more stuff to your plate. I know you're a busy guy already. So I got to ask you, Devontae Adams lands on the Raiders. How does Ice Cube react? I mean, I'd imagine that was a great day for you.
Man. Yeah. You know, I always think that, you know, the Raiders, you know, when we have the right receivers, you know, we can move the ball. You know, I like our quarterback. I like his attitude. I like him just persevering through all these different coaching changes. You know, it's like it would drive any other quarterback mad, you know, to know that he's had that many coaches in his career at the same organization, you know. So, you know, now he got weapons, you know, and it's a tough division. AFC West is like, looks like on paper, the hardest division in football. So they got their work cut out for them. I'm always rooting for them. We'll see how they do this year.
Last question for you. You're obviously a big Lakers fan too. What do you think of the Darvin Ham hire, and what do you want to see them do this offseason?
I like it. I like the hire. I think, you know, You really need somebody that the players can relate to, who's been on the floor at this point in time. Bringing in other guys that's really never, strapped it up and been out there. I don't know if that works for these vets, So that being said, I think they need to gel. It's just they didn't have a chance to play together last year, really. Somebody was hurt at some point in time, so it never meshed. I just think that's the key, is for them to, first stay healthy and then figure out how they're going to play together and win games.
Now that you've kind of gotten a behind-the-scenes look at the big three and you got to know these players and seeing what it takes behind the scenes, has that changed your fandom at all now that you kind of have more of a – versus just kind of watching from the sideline? Do you have a different view of basketball?
Yeah, I mean, the NBA, they haven't, been the nicest to the big three to me. Of course, publicly, they say all the right words. But we know privately, there's things done behind the scenes, come sponsors and broadcasters and blah, blah, blah. So, that soured me a little bit.
Sure.
I love the league. I still respect the league. I think they should do more with the big three. We've proven ourselves. We have a lot of their players or ex-players and ambassadors as a part of this league. They believe in the league. So, I wish the NBA would see that we're complimentary. We're only 3-on-3. You guys play 5-on-5. So it's no issue there. And so, saying it from my perspective, it did tarnish my fandom a little bit, but not a lot of bit, I still enjoy watching the NBA. We'll always enjoy watching.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate you doing this. Thanks for hanging out with me.
No problem, man. I'll holler.
Everyone, make sure you guys check out the new Big Three season. It tips off next Saturday, June 18th. Also, check out these Forever Experience action tokens. They're on sale now. You can go ahead and pick up one of those, become a minority owner. If you guys want to hear more episodes of this podcast, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to new podcasts. And until next time, thanks for listening.